Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Flying Turtle Podcast. I am Terry, and I will be your guide for this little journey. Today, I would like to talk about achieving balance in life and maintaining it once you have arrived at that point of balance, because that is really what is key to finding joy in life and to be in a state of something other than simply always reacting to what is happening, but to be in play, to be balanced and centered as life throws its curveballs at you, as life knocks you around, as life sends you challenges, because that's really what they are, is a challenge. And we can either meet it or we can get knocked on our butts and end up in the soup. But it's really about staying positive, recognizing the challenges of life for what they are. They're simply opportunities for growth, and they're not punishment. And if we kick ourselves, if we beat ourselves up for getting knocked down, and maybe not really meeting the challenge, but if we see even that as a learning opportunity, that's okay. The idea is to get right back on. Don't give up. Keep trying. Keep learning. And keep trying to find that point of balance within yourself. From which you can, from a place of peace, by that, in this way, what I'm talking about, peace, is just in not feeling like you don't have any choices, where you feel like you are in command of yourself in your own life, and you can make conscious decisions, conscious choices about what you desire and what you do not. And you can think of it as my favorite mental image is riding a surfboard. I have never surfed, but for some reason the concept of it is easy for me to formulate, where I can picture and feel myself getting up on a surfboard as the wave comes in, and as the wave propels you forward, you maintain that point of balance, because it's an active thing. It is constantly changing, and just as the world is constantly moving and changing around you, so is the sea beneath you as you are trying to surf. This could be, you can conceive of it as a snowboard or a skateboard or even a bicycle, whatever mental image works for you. But I will speak in terms of surfing, because that is what will be simplest for me. So, life is active. It is an ever-changing environment, and it is set up with much complexity and much much, I'm trying to find the right word for just lots of different things in different shapes with different energies. It is a very, very well-stocked playground. And if you will see it as your playground, then it is much easier to find joy as you go through life. If set aside any notions of punishment and whether you're deserving what's coming to you or not, that's simply made up. That's a fiction. It's you are here to experience and to grow, and you have chosen one of the most complex and difficult environments in the universe in which to incarnate this physical form, but it's also incredibly beautiful and complex and varied and surprising, and there is so much to be discovered. You have there's no way to predict what's coming around the corner, because there's simply so much variety and so many possibilities that it is inexhaustible. Seeking to engage actively with it from that point of consciousness, conscious decision, conscious choosing, awareness of your, the possibility for you to, the reality of you being here to be challenged and to meet the challenges. There is always a way for you to meet and surpass whatever challenges are offered. It is up to you to discover it and to assemble it and to use it, whatever that way is. And that may offer a very great challenge in itself, because the bigger the challenge, the more energy, the more you are going to have to face in meeting it in order to overcome it. If you the bigger the wave that you are riding on your surfboard, the more challenging it is going to be to ride it. And the more varied the surface is going to be, and the wind currents, whatever might be floating in the water, the complexity is honestly a testament to the fact that you are ready for such a challenge, and you, with positive thoughts, positive energy, and simply an unbroken intention and focus that you will succeed, that you will overcome, and that you will be stronger and wiser on the other side of it, once you have ridden the wave into the shore successfully without falling off the board. That is an exhilarating ride, and that's what's in store for you if you really, with all of your heart and soul, with all of your energy, take up the take up whatever it is going to be to meet the challenges you face. You will be exhilarated by the ride. The point of balance begins within you, but everything in the universe is connected, and it is balanced inherently, which means that it cannot be unbalanced. We simply have to see the whole picture in order to understand the balance. If every antagonism is equaled by it is by whatever might be seeming to oppose it, that is the notion of polarity. Polarity is two things which seem to oppose each other, such as the negative and positive poles of a magnet. They are opposite of each other, but they are inherently connected. One cannot exist without the other. There cannot be a single pole of a magnet. It is something that is within the core of itself, balanced and equal on both sides. There is that center point at which you can find equilibrium, where you are feeling the pull equally from both sides, and that is how you recognize the unity of everything. Everything is connected, and it is sometimes difficult to see the connection, but we must, in order to make our way, in order to fully understand whatever we face, in order to fully comprehend life as it appears, as it is unfolding before us, we must see the entire picture, and whatever we see that seems to be an extreme on one side of something, we must seek out what the other half of it is, the other pole, without falling into the notion of duality. They are not separate. The two poles of a magnet are not separate, and nothing in the universe is. It is, if the energy balance, if something has an aspect of its beingness that goes off in one direction, there is an inherent balancing aspect that goes off in the opposing direction in order to maintain balance, like a balance pole. It is that can either become longer or shorter, but it always has that center point of balance that the universe is structured that way. So that is an important, that is a critical idea, a knowing to keep within you as you venture through life, as you seek to ride the surfboard, because, as I say, it is an active process, and it is engagement with the ever-changing landscape before you. The surfboard that you might be riding is something that is available to us. We're not required to make ourselves a surfboard or find ourselves one and ride it as we experience this life. We can simply stay in the water as we are born. And if that is an individual preference, you may find that completely satisfying, to simply stay in the water and swim about in the waves, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That is entirely up to each individual, the heart which is within the human knows what will make it happy, and if that is enough, if that is satisfying, then more power to you. Find your joy, however you will. But for those who wish a little more excitement in life, finding or creating a surfboard, something to ride, is a very different experience. And it is also very challenging to learn. But once it is mastered, it is an incredibly exhilarating, very thrilling way to go through life. Learning to ride it, just like learning to ride a surfboard, is hard. If you get up on and you try to stand up, chances are that the first many times it's just going to shoot out from under you and you're going to end up in the water. But don't lose heart. Know that you have within you a desire to learn this, to master this skill of moving through life with greater speed, with greater power, with this intention to ride the energies that are in constant motion around you, and not simply be buffeted about by them. What this may look like is going to, well, it's going to be highly individualized. Every soul comes into this life with their own set of skills, their purpose, the desires that are going to lead them into fulfilling that purpose. Because we are all built with an internal guidance system that we cannot lose. As long as we listen to it, we will be guided true. And it can be anything. It will be whatever your heart leads you to, whatever your solar plexus feels, that deep excitement, thrill when you encounter, when you think about it, when you experience it, whenever you feel that pull, that that exhilaration, that joy, and that smile on your face that you just can't get rid of, then you know that you have found your wave. There is no one right answer for you, but there is a direction. The specifics of it are always malleable. They can be fine-tuned or shaped in whatever way things seem to tend to work out in this lifetime. But it's so do not feel like you must get it just right. It is simply, or more simply, that you are actually following where your heart pulls you, and you are shaping it in a way that pleases you. And if you in your quest for mastery, if you can continue changing slightly or make huge changes, whichever seem appropriate for you, but don't get fixed on the idea that there is only one right answer. There is simply the answer that you arrive at, the pathway, the wave that you decide to catch, and the arc you carve across its face. And the real key is mastering the skill, the balance of standing up on that board and writing it for all you're worth, and then writing the next wave and the next. And that is your path to joy. I hope that this has been a meaningful conversation. I hope that you will take this and move into life with a different aspect and different attitude, a different perspective, and seek to master writing your surfboard. I wish you much joy. Go in peace. Thank you.